It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome on the Trocare College Live Line, Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates, with a look on politics throughout New York State. And Jack, it seems like there's a little bit of turmoil. I guess it depends on how you define turmoil, but from everywhere from Buffalo to New York City, wondering who will be in charge and what is it going to look like. Before we kind of talk about Buffalo again with you, in New York City, Eric Adams, about a week after this indictment comes out, and then we find out the charges of, you know, some misused campaign funds and how he was raising money, according to the allegations. What has this past week been like for the New York City mayor, and what does his future look like?
Well, turmoil doesn't begin to describe it. I mean, not only do we have the indictment of the mayor, you mentioned the campaign donations, the trips, the different things. This scandal has sort of roiled all the senior leadership in New York City. We had they had the police commissioner resign a couple weeks ago. The new police commissioner already had his house raided. We have the school's chancellor who announced that he's stepping down and then last night has moved up his departure. There was a court hearing yesterday where the mayor maintained his innocence, and the prosecutor said that it was very possible that there would be more charges against him and it was likely that there would be several more indictments.
You know, Jack, Adams is hoping to continue the business of being the city's mayor, but what do you think? Can he?
Well, it's a really tough question. I mean, there is so much, I guess, turmoil, as we said. But, you know, right now it is one indictment, and the indictment is perhaps not as serious as some folks expected, considering the amount of an extent of the investigations, right? We have to emphasize that he is innocent until proven guilty. And these cases can take a while. The Supreme Court has also, the United States Supreme Court, also continues to narrow the definition of public corruption. I think we're just all watching this idea that there could be further indictments of the mayor or of his team. I think this is day by day.
Well, day by day for how long is probably got to be the question for a lot of people in New York City. And then who comes next? Who's lining up to potentially, you know, as we always call it, smelling blood in the water? I'd imagine there has to be a lot of people, including, I mean, we've heard the familiar Cuomo name.
Well, even before this indictment, there were about four or five folks out there running for mayor. Scott Stringer, the former public advocate, the former comptroller and assemblyman, Jessica Ramos, who's a state senator, Zellner Myrie, another state senator. We have seen Brad Lander, who's the city comptroller. There are a lot of folks circling. I mean, Eric Adams's poll numbers and public support had taken a hit well before this indictment. But I think one of the biggest developments is what happens. And if he leaves early, either through a conviction or the governor has the power to remove him, though that's not a power that a governor has used in a long time. But if he's removed, there would be a special election, and one of the names, as you mentioned, that's circling is former Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's been out speaking to churches, speaking to Jewish groups. He's been, turned on his press machine, and they're feeding the New York tabloids a lot of stories. So it's a real name and a real possibility here as we watch what happens.
That's pretty wild. So could the governor force Adams from office, and then would she decide who goes in? But why would she? She would never pick Cuomo.
No. So in the short term, the public advocate, a guy named Jumaane Williams, who actually ran against Kathy Hochul for governor, for the Democratic nomination for governor, he automatically becomes governor for a short term. And then roughly 80 days later, there would be a special election. And what's interesting about that special election is it's what they call a nonpartisan election. So there would be no party primaries. So someone like Andrew Cuomo, who pulls support maybe more from Republicans, independents, and centrist Democrats versus a Democratic Party primary where you see a lot more left-leaning Democrats, that could help them. Now, to make it more complicated, New York City has something called ranked choice voting. So you don't just vote for your number one candidate. You rank the candidates, and then if no one receives 50%, the next numbers come in. And so I do think those make it a little harder for Andrew Cuomo, but a nonpartisan special election is probably good for him.
You know, before we let you go, want to see if there's been, reaction from around the state or even country on what's happened here in Buffalo. The mayor announcing this week he is stepping down from office. He will become the next president and CEO of Western Regional Off-Track Betting. As people heard this for the first time, who might not, have a relationship or know the mayor or know a lot about Buffalo, what's the reaction been?
It's funny. In New York City, things are playing out day by day and very quickly, and it seems like what's happening here is almost in slow motion, right? This has been going on for a while and still continues to kind of drip forward. I do think, Mayor Brown is very well known across the state, both because he's been mayor for a while, but he also served as state senator. He served as chairman of the New York State Democratic Committee. There were a lot of people, I think, who were somewhat surprised that he would move from mayor to Western Region OTB, maybe expected something else for him if he was going to leave. But definitely some strong reactions out there.
Jack, thanks. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.